Hello and whoa, I have to adjust the audio volumes. But hello.
Yeah, probably.
Hello and welcome to the Immaterial Gamers podcast where my audio is going through the roof. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, the best part about doing the podcast is that it gives me lots of time because of the intro music to like realize that I've still got the
stream audio on.
Audio on, so I don't start hearing myself and be like, "Oh, there's the music. Let me mute that."
But yeah, hello and welcome to episode 204 of the Immaterial Gamers podcast, where I just installed Windows 11 on my almost brand new PC.
Yeah, hey, join the club, buddy. I don't have a new computer, but I just got Windows 11.
Yeah, I decided to take the update, because now I have a motherboard that accepts the actual update, so I don't have to do it myself. But yeah.
Yeah, I just did it because Windows 10 kept pestering me about it. Like, every second time I turned the damn thing off, I'd be like, hey, do you want Windows 11? I'm like, oh, fuck, I guess.
Yeah, see,
I mean,
for
not
me,
really, but sure.
For me, it wouldn't, because my old motherboard did not have TPMS2. So, which is basically an encryption, like, operating system backup kind of thing on the motherboard, from my understanding. But, yeah, I didn't have it. So now I have a pretty much top of the line i9 12th gen CPU, which is like about the best you can get right now.
Like Gillette.
Exactly.
So
and
it's the Gillette of computers.
And now I got so much RGB. Actually, if I disable my background on my camera for 2 seconds, I can actually show it off.
Oh my god.
Because why not? Why not show it off? So look at all the RGB in my computer now. I got
a
lot of glare.
Like, that looks like something out of like a cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Like,
I look like one of those like professional gamers now.
Yeah. It's like the gaming equivalent of like the red light district or something.
So yeah, I got my GeForce RTX card, my 3070 Ti. I got a 12th gen i9. I only got 32 gigabytes of RAM.
Only.
Well, for DDR4, that's actually pretty low. I didn't go with DDR5 because you can't really find DDR5, and if I got a motherboard that accepted DDR5, it'd be a pain in the ass to get DDR5 RAM, so I didn't do it. My CPU accepts DDR5, but... And yeah, and then it's actually liquid-cooled now, because processors now don't come with coolers, so I had to buy a liquid cooler to go with it.
I understood the part where you said liquid cooler. Those were... I understand those. There's a lot of letters and numbers. I presume that they add up to something pretty nice.
Yeah, you don't know a lot about computers, I know.
Yeah, not really. As I assembled a PC one time, and
wasn't it because part of it broke, so you had to basically reassemble it? You bought one part and that didn't work with the other parts, then you had to buy a whole bunch of other parts. And...
Yeah, I got to a point where I had basically built, you know, like not like parts wise, but like financially, the equivalent of an entire other computer. So I'm just like, oh fuck, I just buy a new computer at
yeah.
this point.
Well, that's basically what I did with mine.
You know, I would love to know how to build a computer. I feel like that's just kind of like, I feel like that's a cool skill and a neat knowledge base.
It's
like, I know that like fundamentally it's not that bad. Like, there's really only like, you know, half a dozen big parts.
Yeah.
When you come down to it.
It really is.
It's the compatibility that gives me the issues. You know,
the
like
only
certain things work with certain other things, and it's just
there's
that's
so
where things get fucky.
There's so little that you actually have to pay attention to. The biggest thing you have to look for is your CPU, motherboard, and RAM. Mm-hmm. So your CPU basically chooses what motherboards you can have. Because of the slot that it plugs into. Makes sense. Every generation has a different amount of pins and different orientations and different positions. Mm-hmm. So they have a different port. Like, this one's LGA 1700, I think, or something like that. I could be wrong. I don't remember the plug anymore. But, and then you just check what motherboard will go with that. And then your motherboard will then tell you what RAM you can get and what options you can add to it, i.e. how many fans you can have, because you can only have so many fans compared to how many fan plugs you have unless you get an additional fan driver, which is a pain in the ass because then you have to put little heat sensors around for those fan drivers to work, or just have them running full tilt, or some of them have like a little scale on the side where you can choose how fast they're running. That's just ridiculous. But yeah, for the basic computer building, all you need is you basically start with your CPU, which then chooses your motherboard, which then tells you which RAM you can take. And graphics cards pretty much go into any motherboard. Pretty much any motherboard. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you need a power supply, make sure it has enough plugs to plug into your power supply or your graphics cards usually.
Yeah. And you know, and the thing of it too is like it feels cool to be building a computer, you know? Like it like I said, like you said, it's like there's basically like a dozen parts, like a half a dozen parts you really gotta worry about, and you know, that and you just gotta plug them in. It's like it feels more complicated than it is when you actually put it together, and it makes you feel cool when you're like, oh yeah, I know how this goes together.
Yeah.
Because I have occasionally had to, you know, replace and put in new parts successfully, I might add, when I had my old computer. And I was like, oh man, that felt good.
Well, see, I was very surprised that when I basically tore this computer apart, because I had the RTX 3070 for a while, but then I replaced my motherboard, CPU, RAM, and power supply. When I plugged it all back together and hooked up my old hard drives to this new motherboard and everything worked. First try. It booted right into Windows and everything. I was just like, I expected Windows to say, the only thing I had problems with was...
It's like you fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like, please try again.
The only thing that was a problem was my drivers didn't work for my internet, so I had to go onto my girlfriend's computer with a flash drive and get the drivers for the motherboard, because my DVD drive doesn't work, even though it's technically plugged in. I don't know why it wouldn't work, but it didn't work, so I couldn't plug the DVD drive, or I couldn't put the DVD in to give me the drivers, so I had to get a flash drive for them. That was simple. With motherboards nowadays, you just have to go to the website and find drivers for it. Your model.
DVD drive, huh? That sounds cool.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Yeah.
Here, look at, just glance over at my smooth box that has no fucking disc drive.
I have the case on mine has a door that closes and makes it look smooth on the front. So you don't really know that there's any drives on the front. But I also have a ginormous case, which, believe it or not, like, my case is huge. Like, I actually have a measuring tape here. I'm going to
brag about it. You know, it's not the size of the case that matters. It's how you use it.
Sure. Where did my measuring tape go? Where did it go? Oh, no, I haven't.
I'm average. Okay. I'm not one to brag. I'm average.
Okay. Here, you talk for 2 seconds while I actually measure my case.
Yeah. I don't even know what I was going to say. It's like all this talk about computers and stuff is very... It's like you're like the one dude who's like, oh yeah, I like a bunch of nerd shit. I play video games. I know a lot about computers and stuff. But I'm also like, you know, really into like cars and stuff. It's just like if you were like jacked, you would be like the ultimate like Giga Chad. It'd be like you got the dude's bro side of like, ah, cars and stuff. Men talk about cars, but you also got the computer side. All you need now is to get buff, and you're like, you know, you're wiry at least. That's, you got that.
Hey, I'm doing some pretty heavy physical labor now, so.
You're on your way. By the time you're 35, you're going to be like ultimate alpha male.
You know what I just realized, though? My power supply is technically in upside down. which I think is stupid because I put it so
that does that mean all the electricity is going to leak out?
Yes. I just noticed the symbol on the back of it is upside down. And the thing that pisses me off is the power supply is supposed to be able to pull air from the outside of the case, filter it through itself, and push it out from itself.
Okay.
This one, I guess, was designed to pull air from inside the case and vent it out of the case, which means it would, if there's hot air in the case because your GPU and stuff is warm, because it's right underneath the GPU, it'd technically be pulling hot air from the GPU to cool itself. And then pumping that out of the case.
Hmm.
Like, my case has a vent, like a screen on the bottom for the power supply. So that vent, like, it's supposed to do its own cycle vent for air. So anyways, here's the measurements for my computer. It's 9 inches wide. Like, from left to right.
Okay.
So almost a foot wide.
Well, I don't get too excited. It's 3/4 of a foot.
3/4 of a foot. It's then 21 inches from back to front.
21 inches. That is. See, that is almost 2 feet.
Yes. And then it's 18 inches tall.
Nice.
Like, it is a big fucking case. And I almost couldn't fit this fucking 3070 Ti into my case.
I wonder what the distance that is.
That's probably about 6 inches.
Yeah, I mean, my case is less wide than this.
Yeah. Like, your average case is usually about, I would say, 6 or 7 inches. Hmm. Like, I literally... Oh, I have my blur on again. Like, I literally have... Like, these are your normal, like, where your graphics card slots are. And yes, I'm missing 2 fucking guards because I was... SLI'd before, and I don't know where those fucking guards went. Those white things. But you notice this, like, vertical one here?
Mm-hmm.
That's... You can actually expand your PCIe on some motherboards and have a drive that comes... Or, like, a card that comes out to here on this motherboard. Okay. That's how big my case is. Like... This card, this graphics card here, is like 6 inches wide on its own. Standing off the motherboard, which is already an inch off the back. So, like, it's 7 inches. That's not the problem. That wasn't the problem I had. It almost goes all the way to my heart. Like, it's really hard to see here. Yeah. It basically was hitting my hard drive tray. It's so long. It's... Actually, I'm going to measure it. The card is almost a foot long. From front to back.
That's a big card.
And it's chunky, too. It's like 3 inches thick. Like, it's a chunky mother. Imagine if I went
Your graphics card is almost as big as my PC.
Yeah. Dude, I have computers in my house that are smaller than that graphics card. Like, full-blown computers. Actually, I have it right behind me. This is a standalone computer with wireless. 4 USBs in the front. 4 USBs in the back. DisplayPort, HDMI, and 2 SATA plugs. And an Ethernet in the back. It's a full... It can literally run an operating system and keyboard and mouse and web browse and stuff like that.
That's pretty goofy.
It's just not very powerful. And
did
it gets...
Did Lily get a new haircut or is that some other dog?
That is your favoritest one, the one that you always have to cut the nails on. That's Pixie. Because the in-laws are here.
Oh, hi.
So, how have you been in this?
Well, I've been all right, I suppose. I've had an extremely not busy week.
Not busy week.
Yeah, just the slowest week ever. My mom's out in BC on vacation, having not a great time, but we can get into that later. And basically, since I graduated from school, I've been alternating with my cousin in like full time weeks of work. So I'll work for like 5 or 6 days a week, and then she'll work the next week, 5 or 6 days. And then I'll have like 4 days off. And we've been doing that for a few months. But for this particular week, one of my main work days is Saturday. And I only work on Saturdays when my mom's around, because it's just me and her on the Saturdays, or Vicky, if she, we'll sometimes work together at the same time. But because she's in BC, there's no dogs on Saturday, because the other groomer, Semra, she doesn't work on the weekends. So I've had an extra long week. I worked on Tuesday. No, not Tuesday. I worked on Monday. That was my last day that I worked. I have had the entire week off since then.
I am jealous. Two weeks ago, like, ending, like, Friday, I'm considering last week. So then, the week before that, I did a 64-hour work week.
Oh, God.
Out in the sun, on hot asphalt, because that's my new job, shoveling asphalt, 160 degrees Celsius asphalt, in the sun, doing a 64-hour work week. And then last week was a lighter week of a 54-hour week.
Oh, no, breezy.
Yeah. So, only 10 hours of overtime last week. But.
Man, that sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been, as you can tell, I'm a lot darker now. I've gotten a little bit tanned.
Like I was saying earlier, this is part of like your like 5-step program to becoming like the ultimate man.
Yes. I sure. Well, we'll go with that.
The manly man.
Yeah. So have you played any interesting games?
Just the slowest week. I've played a little bit.
How is that Pixelmon going for you guys?
Pixelmon's doing really well. Pixelmon is basically, I don't know if anyone's mentioned on a podcast before, Pixelmon is basically a mod of Minecraft that implements Pokemon. Basically, like, the entire modern Pokedex worth of Pokemon into a slightly older build of Minecraft. It's not like
I wanted to mention something about that. Apparently there are beta versions of Pixelmon that are running the more current. I was wondering if you guys were interested in trying that.
Well, I mean, we're kind of, you know, we may at some point, but we're kind of invested in our current project as it is.
And you don't really want to update to a new Minecraft version with the old world. You kind of want the new world stuff. So that wouldn't be very worthwhile right now.
Yeah. It's very different because there's no like hostile mobs of any kind. It's just wild Pokemon everywhere. And you know, it's fun. You can they randomly generate gyms of various types with trainers in them that you can battle through, you can get badges.
They never used to generate the gyms and stuff, which that's kinda neat.
Yeah, the gyms have been in there for a little while. And you craft Pokeballs, like there are like trees that drop these like nuts basically that you use
acorns.
To craft Pokeballs by combining them with iron or aluminum. They're interchangeable for that purpose. And they all have the same properties as the different kinds of Pokeballs that you have in regular Pokemon. And yeah, like gameplay-wise, it functions very similarly to regular Pokemon in terms of the battle, the type advantages, the special physical split, items. It's all there.
Yeah, the only thing I had problems with it before was there was no area for like specific levels of Pokemon. It's just like,
oh yeah, everything is just wild. Like
random.
You can run into like a level 4 Rattata or like a level 47 Gyarados in like the same
Yeah.
screen. It's It's there's no rules.
And I don't remember. Do they show the level above their head?
They do.
Okay.
When you get close enough, they will show.
Yeah, because I couldn't remember if they did that or not. Like, I know at one point I played, this was a long time ago when it was just becoming a thing, and it didn't tell you the level of the Pokemon that you were throwing your Pokemon at.
Oh, boy.
So it was like Russian roulette. It was Russian roulette. It's like, do I want it? Like, certain Pokemon you would understand. Like, if you have a Charmander and you see a Pidgeotto up there, you're probably not going to fight that.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. It's almost like it has kind of a similar feel to like Legends of Arceus in a way, but you know it's older than that, so it's kind of like, oh, that's kind of weird how that works. It's like, what Pokemon with an open world and crafting? What kind of what strangeness is this? Pixelmon players be like, well, actually, we've been doing this for years.
Yeah, but. So is there a regular day that you guys are playing that? I know you do it live, so...
Generally speaking, it's on Fridays, and it's usually every other Friday, just because me and Andrea aren't around on alternating Fridays.
Yeah, and apparently the server Andrea has to turn on, because after everybody's off, it basically shuts itself down.
Yeah. Yeah, she just has a free server.
That's kind of neat.
There's some website that you can get a free micro server from there, but it doesn't stay open all the time.
You have to physically log in basically and tell it to turn it back on.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Which is fair. I mean,
it's good for small groups like us.
Yeah, for sure. But that's been fun. I think my dream is that I want to eventually build a gym in the game, and I would love it if we get our Pokemon up to like a decent level and have like a battle or tournament of some kind.
Well, that's what most Pixelmon servers used to do. I heard that. That's
well,
all over the stream.
You know,
all over the stream.
You know.
We need to clip that one. I wish I could clip that. I'm going to get Ryan to clip that. But anyways, that's what people like. If you find like a Pixelmon server online, because that's what me and Stefan did the last time we tried Pixelmon, which was a while back still, is there's usually people that run certain gyms. It's usually a group of people. That way there's always somebody on that can be the gym master.
Mm-hmm.
But, or the gym leader, I guess it's called.
Da, na, 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 na.
But yeah, I'm interested in trying it. I haven't been around for any of the games, but I also kind of want to play on the newest version of Pixelmon, so I'm tempted to install it on my locally and try it just to see how it is.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. I feel like, you know, it's just like it's you were one of the people I had in mind when I came up with it. You know,
yeah.
You like Pokemon, you like Minecraft. You'd be like, seems like a good.
We have tried it many times in the past. Never really got that far because it was just so random. We weren't a bit like, I think that was the biggest thing that turned me and Stefan. Well, me especially, and then once I get bored of something, Stefan just, if I won't go back, eventually Stefan will switch off of it too. So Stefan will just keep going, and if I keep logging into it, he'll keep playing. Sort of like how we've been playing Space Engineers. We sort of play it like we play together, but if I get bored, I seem to be the one that gets bored first. And not always the case, but if one of us gets bored and we stop playing it, then we pretty much it dies to us. It's dead.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And that's how all of our games seem to go. And then we go back to it like 6 months down the line. But yeah, we've been playing Space Engineers for a long time now. Like, I rented a Space Engineers server because apparently my server machine that I'm running has internet issues. Hmm. And basically every 15, 20 seconds, it loses packets for a second. So it basically has a quick disconnect and reconnect every 15-20 seconds. So every so often we rubber band. And everybody was rubber banding. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, okay, maybe the processor's overburdened because it's an older computer. Because I was trying to figure out why the hell that would happen. But it just seems to be having a network issue and I can't figure it out. Like, there shouldn't be a network issue. I changed the Ethernet cord on it and everything. And, like, I'm having it locally, too. So it's somewhere hard drive, like, or not hard drive, hardware related. Which is why I thought maybe it was that's why I was thinking maybe it was the Ethernet cord. Like, occasionally an Ethernet cord could have a dead spot or something. But, yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want the thing that is, you know, as a server having internet problems.
Yeah, no.
You know, if everyone's connecting to it from around the internet, you know, you would think that'd be like the one thing you'd need it to be really good at.
Yeah, pretty much the most important things for servers is internet is the highest priority, and then hard drives are usually second because it needs to be able to read and write data usually pretty quick. Hard drives can usually be third or fourth if you count processor and RAM, second and third, but usually it depends on what the server is actually doing. If it has to read data from hard drives to give it to players, then it needs to be able to read and write quickly. But with most games, most stuff that players will need is stored in RAM, so the hard drive is not as important. The processor and RAM are more important, but it depends on the server and the whatever it's running. But yeah, it's I might try reinstalling its operating system and see if that fixes it. But if that doesn't fix it, then it's a hardware issue, and I'll have to find a new way of getting an internet connection, because that's a no good. But yeah, like I said, I've been renting a Space Engineer server, and I was smart. I rented it for 3 months because it's slightly cheaper. They give you a discount for doing longer rentals. And yeah, we're coming up on the 3 months.
Okay.
I think July 7th or something is 3 months.
Doing good.
So, yeah, it's usually we don't play games for this long. We are getting to the point where we're not as active on it. We start to log in, say we're going to do something, and then, oh, I don't want to do that. Let's go play LOL.
Yeah, that's...
That's usually the sign that...
That's the beginning of the end. That's the trap.
Yeah.
You know.
It's usually the sign that things are coming to an end.
Down, yeah. And always back to LOL every time.
Yeah, well, our go-to is usually LOL or Minecraft. And you've already pulled Stefan back into Minecraft.
Yeah, well, you got him. Just grabbed him.
But
snatched him up into Pixelmon, and now he's playing with his kitty.
Yeah, it's so nice now that I can actually do stuff. My processor isn't bogged down, though. Because, yeah, before, especially when I first got this graphics card, because I don't know if you were here for my rant, but when I got the graphics card, most graphics cards have one or more HDMIs, and then they would have like a DVI-D and a DVI, what is the other port? DVI-D and DVI...
DVI-E-I-O?
Oh, a DVI-D and a DVI-E ports.
DVDA?
Yeah, pretty much. But with this new graphics card, it came with one HDMI port. And was it three? Yeah. Three display ports. And I've never used a display port in my life. So I didn't have any way of hooking up my two side monitors, because they always plugged into the DVI-E and DVI-D with connectors like this that go to HDMI, or yeah. I have another one that goes from... Actually, I had a cord that goes directly from DVI to HDMI. It was just one long cord with no ends that could be changed. But yeah, so my old computer, like, so for a while, I had to run my two side monitors off my processor graphics. And with a processor that was already like 8 years old, that was barely able to keep up with the graphics card that I had in it, just trying to keep the graphics card running, running anything on those side monitors would end up bottlenecking my processor down to the point where I'd get frame drops in my games because the processor could no longer keep up. The graphics card was just like, I'm waiting for things to do. Can you give me something to do? And the processor's like, just give me a second. I'm getting there. So it's nice now. And now I have two adapters.
Or just reminds me of my dogs, actually. We're babysitting that thing over there.
Is there a dog there? Looks
yeah,
like a...
that fucking blob over there.
That's giant bed and no... Just, there's a giant bed and no barely anything in it.
Where's Max at? Oh, yeah, he's directly behind me. There he is.
Yeah, he was... Yeah.
There he is. Hey, buddy. Anyway, yeah, it's like talking about, like, the graphics card just being chill while the processor's struggling to keep up, being all old and shitty. And it's just like, you know, Max, he's a playful little guy. He really appreciates himself a puppy. You know, he likes the energy, but he doesn't quite have the strength to keep up with them when they're going at their best. And so I've got the chair here set up for a specific reason that it allows Max to have like a step up. Instead of having to jump straight onto the bed, he can kind of jump up into the chair and then onto the bed. Because he, you know, half the time when he tries to get up on the bed, he just
doesn't make it.
Face plants, and it's a whole mess. And I keep worrying he's going to hurt himself, so I gave him the extra step. Make it a little easier for him. But Bree, who's that one over there, you know, she's been getting into it quite a bit. Having some, getting some puppy zoomies going on. And Max is like, oh yeah, I like this. I'm into this. You know, none of the other dogs ever want to play with me. Amber's boring. Everyone else ignores me. And so they're playing and wrestling and and Bree, of course, light as a feather and only 8 months old, she jumps up and down from the bed like it's not even there. And you know, she'd go up there and be like, oh my god, come and get me. And Max is like, okay, here I go. And then. Okay, now I'm on the bed. Let's fight some more. And then, you know, they'd play for 5 seconds and she'd immediately jump back down.
Max just goes, Max just goes, son of a bitch.
He's like, okay, here I go. I'm going down. Plop. And then do that like 3 or 4 times back and forth. And by the end of it, Max is just like,
yeah.
And Bree's just like, come on, old man. What are you doing?
Well, that's just like Lily's old best friend was a pit bull. And They're pretty much the same age, Lily and the pit bull. But obviously, the difference, there's a very big energy difference between a pit bull and a bull mastiff. Bull mastiff wants to keep, my bull mastiff Lily wanted to keep up with and kept trying to keep up with this pit bull. But the pit bull would just run circles around her. She's eventually was like to the point where we had to get them to settle down because Lily might have a heart attack trying to keep up.
Yeah, no, because mastiffs, they're built strong. They're not built, you know, like
They can go pretty good for short periods of time.
Yeah, they're designed to be strong enough to go over to whatever that thing over there is and give it a good chomp and be like, hey, don't do that anymore.
Or to drag something across the room.
Yeah, and then that's pretty much it.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh. So, we talked about Space Engineers. We talked about Pixelmon. You played anything else?
Well, I haven't played so much as I've kind of just been theory crafting something game related, and because it's one of the things that I do when I'm extremely bored and I have nothing, there's nothing to guide my interests. I'm caught up on all my YouTube videos and I don't have any particular excitement towards any game I'm playing. is I ended up just thinking about Dungeons and Dragons, and I started theory crafting with like characters, and, you know, coming up with new ideas for builds and just and not just being, and it's not always about min-maxing and optimizations. I like to come up with just like thematic characters as well. But one quirk that came up that I thought was really funny, and I shared it in one of my other D&D groups, was I was thinking about like creating a character that was geared towards, you know, hand-to-hand combat, as I often do. I don't know what it is. I'm really drawn to the punchy characters. And I discovered that in one of the books, Tasha's Cauldron, they give you an optional feature in fighter class, it's a fighting style. So like when you pick a fighter first level, you pick a fighting style. And one of the new options that you get in Tasha's is unarmed fighting, so when you normally do unarmed combat, just vanilla with no class features or no add-ons, it's your damage is 1 plus your strength modifier. That's it.
No, isn't it a d4?
Nope. You only get the d4 if you take the Tavern Brawler feat, which you can only get at level 4. It is 1 plus strength.
I thought it was a d4.
Nope. No, yeah, like I said, Tavern Brawler. That's the only way to do it. But there are ways to get around it. For example, unarmed fighting as a fighter lets you turn that 1 into a d6, which is a pretty substantial upgrade.
That's like a weapon.
It's a short sword, basically.
Yeah.
And what's even better is that d6 turns into a d8 if you are holding no weapons or shields.
That's now a two-hander.
Yeah, well, it's basically like a heavy
one-handed weapon. Oh yeah, no, yeah, it's not a two-hander. Yeah, two-handers with d10.
It would be a heavy one-handed weapon or a non-light one-handed weapon.
Yeah, non-martial, I think.
Yeah, well, it's like you can't have a shield.
Sorry, non-finesse.
Non-finesse. Anyway, so it's like, hey, that's actually not bad damage-wise. But the thing, the one quirk about melee combat and the rules regarding it is that a lot of it is geared towards having a weapon, which is probably not surprising. So, for example, when it comes to, if you wanted to, like, say, punch twice, right? Crazy concept. Whoever threw two punches in one fight.
Only everybody.
But the thing is, you can't do that. Because technically speaking, according to the rules of Dungeons and Dragons, when you take the attack command, the only way you can attack with your offhand after having struck with the main hand is if you have a light weapon in your offhand. Your hand does not have the light property and is not a weapon. Therefore, you can't. Unless you take one level of monk.
I was going to say, unless you're a monk.
And gain the martial arts feat, which allows you to use your offhand to perform an unarmed strike in addition to your main hand.
As long as you use the attack function.
Yes. And it's really kind of funny because, like, when you do that, it's like the idea is that you're supposed to be, like, dexterity based because most of Monk's kit is dexterity based. But you don't have to. It's optional to go strength or dex, technically. And also, when you get martial arts, you get your damage score is as a dice value that goes up as you level up as a monk. But you also don't have to use that die. That is also optional. If you have a better number to use in place of that, you may. So, for example, if you were a level 1 fighter and you took the unarmed fighting feat or fighting style at level 1, and you have a D8 for all of your unarmed strikes, you could then, as a level 2 character, one fighter, one monk, have attack with 2 D8s worth of unarmed physical damage in one turn, which is more damage than you can do with 2 actual weapons.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous, actually.
It's actually the same amount of damage as using two long swords with the dual wielding feat, which you can only get at level 4. It's pretty goofy. I thought it was really funny. Yeah. It's really funny, but there's a substantial downside in that because of these rules, you can't have any armor or shields. So as a fighter, that's kind of a problem because...
why can't you have armor? Oh, because
it's part of martial arts.
Yeah.
The monk kit has no armor. Otherwise, you don't get to use it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, oh yeah, so your AC is 10 plus your dex. Okay. We can make this work. Now, if you get really goofy with it, you could take one more level of monk and get unarmored defense, which allows you to add your wisdom modifier to make it slightly better.
If you have any wisdom.
If you have any wisdom, and hopefully it's not a negative. I mean, you get some other stuff too. You can use like some key abilities.
You could double multi-class.
You could get plus 10 movement speed.
You could double multi-class and go berserker or what is it?
Barbarian,
that's the one. For enrage.
Is it rage?
So they take half damage from physical bludgeoning. Bludgeoning, slashing,
how does their unarmored work? Unarmored defense.
It's the same.
No, it's not. It's definitely not wisdom. It's definitely not the same.
No. It's the only benefit they get is that they, when they're rage, they take half damage from physical sources.
I think that's true. I'm gonna have to look this up. I believe that you're spouting a falsehood. Unarmored defense, dex plus constitution. I knew it was.
Oh, they do get a const. Okay.
Yeah, they have unarmored defense as well, but they use constitution as their secondary instead of wisdom. So you could in fact. What level is that at?
Because that was one of the builds I was gonna go with. I just never knew about that.
First level.
Yeah.
Need one level.
That was one of the builds I was gonna go with, and it gives you a nice healing dice too, like a hit dice.
Yeah. So there you go. Level 3 Giga Chad fighter, hand-to-hand fighter. One fighter, one monk, one barbarian.
Yeah.
2d8 punch plus strength modifier and unarmored defense bring you up to, let's just say, plus 3 apiece. Or plus 3, let's say at least plus 3 to your con, plus 1 for dex is like 14 AC, could be worse. Better than some wizards. You know?
It all depends on your stats. And then if you end up getting lucky enough to get braces of defense or something, you're alright.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, yeah.
Some rings of defense, or a ring of defense, at least. Cloak of defense.
Yeah, oh yeah, just
pass. Yeah, potentially.
Get all the defense items on there.
Yeah. You'd basically have to in that situation.
I think
because...
the bracers of defense specifically only work for people who don't have armor, too.
Yes.
So it's like, there you go.
Well, they work for anybody. Actually, no. Yeah, you're right. It does say if you're not wearing armor.
Yeah. No, it's... neither armor or shield. There you go. Perfect. Anyway, I just thought that was really funny. The idea that, like... a dude with just his hands, who's not even like a high level monk, like literally this is a level 2 or 3 character at most, could do as much damage as someone armed with two long swords, you know, or like more damage than somebody who has a fucking great sword.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. But
so yeah, that was one of the things that occupied my mind for a couple hours today. It was just putting that all together.
Ooh, those are pretty. Want some liquid core dice for your Dungeons & Dragons?
Core dice?
Yeah, I'll send the link. It's, I would be hesitant to use them because, like, it just seems like if the core is liquid and can move, that it'd be hard to verify that they're not weighted.
I feel like that would be something that you would...
But yeah, in the chat. They're pretty.
Friends.
They're pretty.
Yeah, this has been a whole thing, I feel like. The link is taking its time opening, but I've heard about... I don't want to disable my app locker.
I know, apparently you got it on this website, which is really annoying, but...
Well, I guess I'll just have to live without it. Anyway, But yeah, this whole like liquid resin.
Well, here I can get you.
It's been a whole thing lately.
If you don't want to disable your ad block, go to this. It's a little bit more crazy, but it's a Reddit link to it. The actual dice. But yeah, those are very pretty.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But like I said, it just seems like it'd be hard to tell that they weren't weighted.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's like, you play Dungeons and Dragons with your close friends, I'm sure they probably won't get too, like...
Yeah.
And plus, you know, you roll a couple of twos in a row, you'd be like, all right, it's probably not weighted.
Or it's weighted in the wrong way. Like, it's like when you 3D print, like, people want to 3D print dice and stuff like that, but every time you 3D print, you get a slightly different print. It's never exactly the same. And you're going to end up with dice that always roll ones, or or always roll, like...
Yeah.
So it's...
Fucking metal dice, man. I love my metal dice. They're so pretty and heavy. They feel really substantial.
But they roll like shit.
I roll like below 10 most of the time. It's they roll so bad.
Yeah.
And it's like it sucks. It makes me sad. One of my groups that I play with, he's playing a barbarian, and we've been playing together for 2 years at this point, and so almost 2 years, and in the amount of time that we've played together, I think he's rolled below a 15 maybe 3 times for like some kind of for any kind of either attack roll or ability check. His rolls have been outrageously lucky, like so beyond above average that it's like comical. And it's not like he doesn't roll physical dice, it's just a random number generator on roll 20. Like we see it all happen. It just works better for him. I don't know how, but his rolls have been insane.
Yeah, take a look at the link that I just posted. Imagine if you had a DM that built something like that.
Well, as long as it doesn't take, like, 8 months.
Oh, I'm sure this took him a long friggin' time to build. I don't even know, like...
It's one of those things where it's, like, it's really cool. It's one of those things where, like, you build this once as a DM. It takes you years of your life. And then,
It's used for, like, an hour.
That campaign forever.
Yeah. Or it's used for an hour.
You just bring all these assets... From campaign to campaign, yeah. New groups of people. It's like, hey, let's play this game that you've never seen before. Meanwhile, it's the same one he's been playing with 7 other groups.
Yeah.
Because he's just that invested in the one thing. I mean, the DM in my other group I was telling you about, he's basically like that except for like, no, not with models and stuff, but like writing and maps, lore keeping.
Yeah, like...
NPCs and... Like digital content.
That's one of the reasons why I kind of like D&D online, per se, because a lot of that stuff you can reuse a lot easier. Like NPCs and stuff like that would be a lot easier to reuse rather than trying to build something like that, which will only have a use once. Like, say we built something, I'm not going to say, like, it may be possibly in Tabletop Simulator or one of these other, like, there's so many things out there that give you dungeon layouts and stuff like that. Well, you find something that you like, you can save it. And use it again later on. Change the position of monsters or something like that. Like,
yeah,
if you're not...
essentially, that's essentially what the official material is. Like,
yeah.
Design one campaign and sell it to millions of people. It's just like, I mean,
mess around with it how you want.
Everyone who plays it, they play it for the first time, so they, you know, it's if they haven't played it, it's new to them.
Yep. Oh yeah. So, I think that was a pretty good length podcast so far, and I didn't even screw up the audio too bad. I just had to tweak my audio levels. That's about it. Everything else went pretty good.
How about
I thought it was going to be really rough at the beginning because, I didn't have.
People would have hardly even known about your technical problems if you hadn't mentioned them.
Only you knew about them. Well, like, I guess they kind of noticed that I blew out their eardrums at the very beginning of the audio.
Bom.
Yeah. So, if you like what you see, everybody, like, share, follow, subscribe, send us a comment. Complaints. Aim the complaints towards Duncan. He likes complaints.
Yeah. If you like what you see, this guy over here.
And audio.
I had to look because I wasn't sure which side I was on. I actually looked at the stream preview to be like, which side am I pointing? That way, towards the bed.
Yeah. Yeah, audio versions of this podcast are available everywhere you get audio versions podcasts or audio podcasts. So, And we do lots of content all week long, almost every day of the week on on Twitch. All of
the very channel that you are currently watching this, if you are live, or on twitch.tv/immaterialgamers.
Yeah.
If you're not,
we have a YouTube where all of our videos get uploaded to later, and any other content that we do that is not live recorded.
You can probably guess the name, but in case you can't, Immaterial Gamers.
Yep. That's,
there you go.
And
we're good at branding, as it turns out.
Our podcasts are usually every Sunday, so if you just if you're just here for the podcasts, we'll be back next Sunday. And like I said, there's stuff going on all week, so follow us to get updates on when we go live.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm going to go punch some people with my 2d8 fists.
Bye.